Blog Talk Radio.
Truth is out there, Voice of the People radio show. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got some breaking news. I'm going to go over that in a little while. We got some exciting news, actually. And things are changing as we are really working our way through the studio and the home and everything else, and really things are happening. And working hard on it. So, let me introduce my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing great. This is the last Sunday of August 2022.
And
it is a great day.
We might break a record for the month of August, but it may not happen. We're watching something in the tropics. We're actually watching four different islands, but there's one that could become a tropical depression in the next 24 to 48 hours.
I was looking at that. That looked large. I mean, why?
If that doesn't occur, it's in the middle Atlantic. If it does occur and nothing happens this week, it'll be only the second time in history that there were no hurricanes or tropical systems forming in the Atlantic.
Keep your fingers crossed that that doesn't happen. Okay, the last really, really bad hurricane we had was Wilma back in 2005. You remember that? No power for 18 days. Had to travel up to 44th Street to get coffee. The wires were down. Couldn't find our mailbox. The property was in hell. FEMA came quite fast, and it was taking cold showers.
Don't
you remember when you were working, you thumbed a ride to work?
Yeah, we did that because I was working at a corporate park in Lauderhill, which was cool, right next to the FBI building. I got to know everybody there.
That's right. That's right.
And that we
came up, 17 years was the last hurricane we really have experienced.
No,
that was an intense year, 2005. You had Floyd. There were many storms.
No. Don't forget, we just had the anniversary of Andrew, so, that's the worst.
Yes. And Homestead is rebuilt, hopefully up to code.
Everything's rebuilt up to code. Now, we're going to do this because Biden didn't recognize this, and he really is a jackal for that.
What he did.
Jackal back there for everyone to call it, and he's very insensitive. This is the anniversary. This week was the anniversary for what happened in Afghanistan, where 13 Marines were killed or murdered.
He didn't care last year. He was looking at his watch.
Yeah, according to the parents of a couple of them, Biden has not reached out to any of them. If he did,
He never will.
He related this to his son being killed by cancer. That's really insensitive and wrong, and he's going to lose on that. Now,
the election was stolen.
Right.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Now,
you and I had a debate this morning to have a conversation about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Let me speak on this one, and you can speak afterwards. This is my side. Your point, the counterpoint on this thing, and here we go.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Zuckerberg admitted that the FBI coerced him into killing the story Hunter Biden's laptop. And of course the Post and everything else, and they censored everyone to keep it quiet. They said it was Russian misinformation. Of course, now we all know that it's 100% true, and no Russian information at all. Even Zuckerberg said that if he was able to say what he's supposed to say back then, this was on Joe Rogan, that Biden would never have won the election. Never mind.
I don't believe that. I believe that they still would have done the Dominion.
Oh, it's 70%
and the corruption.
Of the people.
Okay, it don't matter about those ballots. That computer, they did change. They totally changed the inside, the mechanics.
They wouldn't even have a chance to do that because it would have been decided, the election would have been decided way before that. They couldn't fix it anyway.
I'd say they would have done it no matter what.
Because the left don't
really care. Criminal is a criminal, is always will be a criminal,
and be a criminal.
I am telling you.
And the other story that's been confirmed was his daughter's diary. Where it says that Biden
took a bath with her.
Yeah, he's a pedophile. And that's another one. They say that was misinformation.
That's an interesting topic. Do you think he had intimacy with his daughter? Do you really?
I think he's a sexual pervert, a deviant, and a rape. And I think he's a rapist.
That he made his daughter have oral sex with him?
That I don't know. I think he did. I don't think he stopped to take his showers or baths with him. I think he got jacked off on it. I think he got off on it. I think he got off on sniffing little girls' hairs and women's hairs and playing with them. He's a sexual deviant. This guy belongs in a mental institution and not a president.
What's wrong with Jill Biden? How could she be with someone like this?
I think she's just as bad. I think she knew and she didn't care. It's all about money and power.
Do you think Hunter and Jill have done the nasty?
I'm not sure, but I know that the Biden syndicate. It's a crime syndicate, and they all belong in jail. And the family.
I don't know. Are they all doing drugs? Does Joe Biden
I think so too. And we're gonna have a show on that on Wednesday. But yes.
Oh yes, we're gonna be talking about drugs and fentanyl and the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But all of that is happening, you know, and this is something that we need to expose every day. Joe Rogan, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of People, Greg Kelly, and Newsmax, and RSPN, we can't be the only ones exposing this stuff. It has to get out there. Project Veritas is another one. Candace Owens is another one. Charlie Kirk is another one. You know, all this stuff is happening. We have to get the word out, and we also got... We got people on the ground in all 50 states to prevent the steal. Election integrity teams, all that stuff is happening, so they can't do bad things anymore. And even in Georgia, they now know Warnock is going to lose. Walker's going to win that because they can't do the steal because of the new laws. It's very strict now, and we have the teams there. So Stacey Abrams and others are doing that. So that's big. So we'll get into that. But while Scarlett's doing some things, I'm going to go and give you a little update about Wednesday. Wednesday, yesterday there was a big thing that we did with Newsmax. If you haven't seen it, just got to go into Newsmax, get the app, and we can talk about it. It's about, learn about SAM. SAM actually is an acronym for marijuana and how it leads to killing people in the end. It's very important. If you go learn about SAM.org, we're going to talk about the dangers because fentanyl is being put into marijuana across the world. You don't know. You know, ham and all that stuff, it's dangerous. It's very dangerous right now because you don't know what's in it. And we're going to have a roundtable discussion with a number of people on the show. It's like part two. Part one, the roundtable, we did in Newsmax yesterday. And part two is with us on the show on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And we're going to have, right now it's going to be five people basically on the roundtable. And we'll give the names out as we promote the show. But the five of us on the round table discussing that. Learn about SAM.org and how marijuana leads to very dangerous, besides the gateway drugs and everything else. And if you're smoking pot, you start doing marijuana and you're pregnant, you're destroying your kid. That's a thing. And that's child abuse. All right, just keep an eye on that. And we'll be talking about the dangers of fentanyl and marijuana and how it leads to other drugs, the gateway of everything. It's really, really deadly. And the story, it was in the Washington, was in the, the Wall Street Journal was in this. The story, we got that in there and elsewhere. And this is very, very important. Effort, and I want to thank Newsmax to working with us in conjunction with that, and it's very important to get the word out on addiction and stop these people, like a Nikki Three, who's a killer in his own right, she's a killer in her own right, trying to promote profit, promoting him and promoting pot and things like that. And I want to tell you, I had a very big fight with a friend of mine a couple of years back. I'll give her the first name, Hera, and she and I went on different roads with some discussion about addiction, and she's more of an ultra-libertarian type person, and she thinks everything should be legalized in a lot of ways, and I say you're creating an environment that people then die, and now with fentanyl being put into everything, you know, it's not just the drugs, fentanyl could be put in to drink stuff like what they did in Cloud 9 that got people very sick and almost, and I think one person died from it. And there are others. It's really bad stuff. and fentanyl is very bad. And we're going to be spending an hour on that. Hip-hop 45 minutes on the round table, and we could go longer than that. But that's about it, because we can make it a two-part show. This is only part one from Newsmax, the part two, and make it part three if we need to. So that's how important this thing is. So we have to fight this stuff and get the word out. I'd like to congratulate Governor DeSantis and Casey DeSantis on the First Lady of Florida in the efforts to save the children with that. And the programs they have in schools about drugs and getting rid of the drug dealers and neighbors and bullies in the schools. And that's a big part. Another reason why that DeSantis fired, they call it suspension, but really fired four of the Florida County school board members because of the corruption. And the
transgender stuff.
Well, we'll get to that.
And the whole thing is just, you know, the Promise Program and CRT and bad direction for our kids. Just bad. And we need to get rid of the superintendent. Gotta go.
That's going to happen. That's happening tomorrow. I'm pretty sure.
That's gotta go. Poor person.
Superintendent Broward County is being fired tomorrow, probably.
Parents need to start being parents. School is not
like
a parent. School doesn't need to teach children how to behave and have respect. Family does, and they need to be on top of their game. Okay, they really do.
I'd like to congratulate a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, going back to Tea Party days, Kevin Tynan, as the new school board. He was appointed by Governor DeSantis to replace one of the communist people.
Congratulations, Kevin.
Go back to Tea Party days. He's very well known in Kevin Klein's area, and he's part of the Western Group.
Great role model. We need great
role
models. We need people who care, and not just people who sit there and just okay, and have no idea how they're hurting children because they don't really care.
And all four of the people that Governor DeSantis appointed to take over, all conservatives, all pro education, no
documentation,
pro parents,
pro honesty,
and
pro integrity, and respect.
We now have total control or a majority control.
It took a long time, didn't it?
Schools, which will change that criteria.
What do you think they're going to make superintendent? Any idea? You know who I want, but he won't do it. So
he just did two separate videos on stuff with that, and he's just about learning. So he's moving in that direction. And,
yeah, but his wife don't want him to. So
Teresa's also a teacher. They're both teachers. Look, it happens.
I'll take either or. They're both strong, voiced individuals, great role models, great parents. They're great.
Yeah,
okay?
I know.
I would put them both in. It would be a duo job for them.
Yeah, I know a teacher that hated the left-wing bullcrap so much that she moved out of the state. That was Candy. And so she's teaching. I think she retired.
We need
now.
To get the ESC program back in shape. Back when it was really great, when Miss Green was there as the head of the program, in
yeah, we'll see. But you need, there's a lot of work with that.
There were a lot
of
great teachers.
Exactly.
Then, you remember?
One of the first things they're doing is to get rid of CRT in schools, to get rid of indoctrination recruitment.
And make sure kids drink milk.
Yeah. They got to get rid of all the social justice
and fix the nutrition program and make sure there are healthy books in there for them to read and stop deleting books that they think are bad.
They're also going to make it mandatory that the parents interact with the kids at school.
That's right. It's part of the deal.
And to learn how to do finances and stuff like that.
Financing and live on your own, how to cook and sew and get a job.
Not everybody is going into college.
Write a resume.
Stuff like that.
All right. Or learn a trade. Okay, they're going to rip apart and fire
every teacher that will try to indoctrinate and recruit.
Or the flag.
They need to do the Pledge of Allegiance
every morning and sing the Star Spangled Banner. And they need to know the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
Every teacher, from kindergarten to 12th grade. We'll have to have requirements to know that Constitution.
That's right.
They need to be tested on it,
that they know what each amendment means and what it stands for and why it's so important and why it's there.
Bob signed this story about PPP and the school loans.
You know what? I think Congress and the Senate should be given a test. On knowing the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, and they should be tested on it. They should know it. I mean, that's really it. I don't care, vote to vote, but you know what? Look, people get suckered. They say, we're going to go do this, this, and this, and then they go there, and they just, you know, they become, you know, a moneymaker. It's a paycheck. They lost their way. Look, I'll give you one, for instance, right off the bat, who needs to go? Mitch McConnell. He went in there when he was a congressman. Was he a congressman when he was elected? Probably. And he told all of the people in his community, I'm going to do this, this, and this. I like to dig that up. And then he just lost his way. He's become an idiot. He's not for the party, he's not for the people, he's not a patriot.
Before we say anything, if you have a comment, you want to get involved in this discussion, if you get what it is like, please give us a call at 515-602-9657. We'll debate anyone and everyone at 515-602-9657. And...
He's 80 years old. It's just a career. He don't care. All he cares about is being minority. As long as we don't change things, he don't care. He doesn't want to help
people. He was notified on Friday that he will not be minority leader as of next week. I don't want him to be a senator.
And he just announced today
that he is retiring. Good, go now.
Start walking. Leave. And Lindsey Graham.
They all are just terrible. Mitch McConnell was fired as a minority leader. And Ted Cruz is taking over. And Mitch McConnell just announced his retirement effective immediately.
Look at all those senators. Do you really think Collins and Ernest? Murkowski and Romney, I'll even go better. Ron Johnson is doing great.
He's winning.
I know because we got nobody else filling the bill.
He's also the one that got them to arrest all the people in Wisconsin that stole the election. He's the one that got the drop boxes. You just don't know. The drop boxes in Wisconsin has been declared unconstitutional, and he got that through.
How many, I'd say 10 senators are good in the Senate?
It's a lot. You just don't know. All right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
It's not a debate. I'm telling you, they're not. Same with the house. Some of those, they're rhinos.
Yeah, we know that.
Not that I want the Democrats or things. I want America first because they care. They're not going there because of the paycheck. They're going there because the country counts. The people count. They count. They're not there to become a millionaire.
We know that, but that's all. That's why we have term limits coming in as of next year.
Right.
So just slip.
It's coming.
That's one
thing
we're putting in.
Okay.
That's one thing that we're putting in. All right.
Okay.
And also, they're making it illegal. The bill's already on the floor to make it illegal for any doctor or any person to try and change the child's sex because they feel like it. You got to have a real medical reason to do that. And 99.9% of the time, it doesn't work. So Marjorie Taylor Greene's bill is going to pass. And that's what it's going to do. And that makes it illegal, a felony, to try and change a little kid's sex. First of all, a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 15-year-old, they have no clue on sexual pressure or anything else. Everybody goes through emotions and stuff like that. And it's all peer pressure. And these people that put the peer pressure are physically, mentally, and psychologically abusing these kids, and they should be charged as such and will be. If the parents are doing that, kid should be taken away from the parent because you're destroying the kid.
Well, they already
right?
destroyed Jazz Jennings. Did you see her? Those parents destroyed her.
Yeah, well, we weren't going to talk about
her. Gorgeous. Well, he was a gorgeous little boy. Really gorgeous little boy, and
Jen,
that mother destroyed him.
That's who you wrote, Jen.
They did operations and they totally stripped.
Jess Jennings is very sick now. They don't expect her to live.
She's almost 500 pounds.
And
really.
She's very invisible. Look, when you change someone's sex, they have a very short lifespan. You're going against God, number one. Number two is your body
very low
is
self-esteem.
Out of way. You start
very
playing around
low.
With that. That's a lot of problems.
She went to Harvard. She was not accepted.
Because she screwed, they parents screwed her up. You got to be comfortable in your own
and
skin.
And the grandparents. Hold it. And the grandparents.
It
was generations that screwed on her. Really. The parent already had a daughter and sons. Didn't need to change this person.
That mother should be put in prison.
You know what? I don't have a problem with boys playing with dolls. Give him a G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Really?
I have G.I. Joe.
Okay.
No?
There's nothing wrong with it. Okay?
They collect
but
the
they didn't do that.
No.
No? Cowboys
now,
and Indians.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Let me talk about... Okay. Okay, we've got to switch gears. Let me talk about Charlie Crist. Soon as he won the primary, which we knew he was because nobody wants a murdering sexual bitch like Nikki Freed, who's probably a big-time drug dealer and just really didn't care about anything else anyway. And she's just like Kamala Harris, probably slept away through a lot of things like Kamala Harris did. But anyway... Charlie Crist, the first thing he said is that if you support DeSantis, I'm not going to go after your vote. If you support, if you go and support MAGA or America First, I'm not going to go after your vote. If you support what's going on in the state of Florida right now, I'm not going after the vote. Hey, Charlie, dumb nuts, you are already behind by 300.
You lost all your votes.
It doesn't matter. Charlie, and I'm talking to you directly if you hear the show, you just lost. Why don't you just hang it up? You want to know why? Because you're already down behind between 300,000 and 400,000 votes because The Republicans outregistered Democrats by almost 400,000 and growing. So you have to make up. You literally have to go and do crossover. And being with you, and being that you picked a lieutenant governor, you already killed your independence too. And most people in this country support.
People in this state do not want a commie lieutenant governor. That's for sure.
Right. This young lady is a total communist. She's Cuban. She loves Castro.
Carla Hernandez I don't know.
They don't got my vote. Nobody would have been better off picking, and I hate to say this, he would have been better off picking Nikki Freed.
No, sir, I don't want either.
You want to know why? Because of her energy. That's why.
He don't like
her.
He's not pro-drugs.
I know.
I'm going to tell you something about Charlie Crist.
Charlie Crist is
anti-drug. He never went for it.
Yeah. No, I understand. We all understand that she's a
pro. He actually has principles. I don't agree with him playing flip-flop and shit like that. But he actually had principles on it. Gotta give him that.
Yeah. Charlie Crist flip flops. He doesn't know which way he's going, so we'll put left the thing up in the air and see which way the political wind is blowing.
He needs to step out of the political arena and check himself.
There is no way he can win now.
He lost his way. Okay.
And the fact that statements is always screwy. Those two alone killed his
country. I want to know if Biden was here helping him, because they said he was.
No, he wasn't. That was a false, he wasn't.
And Gavin Newsom gave him $100,000.
That's different, because Gavin Newsom hates DeSantis because hundreds of thousands of people are leaving California for Texas or Florida.
He's just jealous because he's not top good.
Because he can't control. Gavin Newsom is a thug. And he's criminal. In fact, Newsom.
But he's not a top gov.
Yeah.
He just doesn't make the grade.
And they both do crime syndicate stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, how many governors do you think we're going to take? 10 states?
I don't know. Mostly states are leading right because of the crime, because of the drugs, inflation.
Well, you know you're winning when Yahoo makes a comment. You do. Okay? They made a comment about DeSantis and the school board. They made a comment about Trump and the Mar-a-Lago redacted thing. But that was great. The way he did the redacted affidavit and he made MAGA out of it, he was brilliant.
Yeah. That special judge that they're going to pick, that's
going to be a special master, folks. They're going to go through each document. Yes. And I guarantee I've staked my life on it. He didn't violate one thing.
The jig is off. The communists are always buying the
cycle. They're going to be hauled off to jail.
Next Saturday in Wilkes-Barre, PA.
PA.
President Trump will be holding a
big Trump
rally,
folks.
That's about 50,000 people.
Huge.
And people gonna have Dr. Oz and Mastriano. Dr. Oz and many other candidates out
there.
And
all the others that are running.
Yeah.
I hear it's gonna be like a 50K rally.
Yep. 50,000 people rally, not counting the millions that you're seeing
and they say Oz is losing, it's not true. Oz is winning. Oz is ahead. Okay, and we don't want him to go out and campaign.
Let's talk about Fenton, the guy that's running in the Senate against Oz. This guy wears a hoodie. He lives with his mommy boy. He lives with his parents until just recently. He had control, a little mayor control.
How old is the guy? How old is the guy?
In the mid upper 40s, I think, or low 50s.
He lived with his mother. Was he taking care of his parents?
No, his parents were taking care of him.
Oh my God! Really?
Yeah.
He's not living on his own. He's not married. He doesn't have children. He doesn't have a wife.
He's a dog. He's a mayor of a town that had the highest crime rate in Pennsylvania.
Is he gay?
No. He's just a thug. He looks like a thug. He is a
thug. Is he a real man?
But he walks around with shorts and a hoodie. And he has no clue.
He campaigns in shorts and hoodie.
That's why he's walking around. And he said, he doesn't really go
and
out.
Dark glasses and a mask?
It's like Jason Biden, the same format. And he's trying to win that. He's not. He's the attorney's having
down. How did he get elected to begin with?
The left will have him up. The attorney's having him down by 10 or 15.
People are stupid.
But you're going to see, and I told this to Christina the other day, you're going to see Trump doing rallies in Arizona for Carrie Lake and Masters a couple times, and you're going to see at least two times, maybe more, and you're going to see Trump doing rallies in Pennsylvania for the same thing, for that same reason, and he'll do another one or two in Georgia for Walker and elsewhere, and he'll go pick and choose the rest as they go along.
He'll come
and
do one with DeSantis.
He's going to be down here. He's going to be down here in for a rally in October for DeSantis.
At the Panther Stadium?
I'm not sure. He might be two. Might do two. One up in Central and Northern, and one down here in Panther Stadium.
That'll be interesting.
You know, I was trying to get him to do it in Marlins Park, where it holds about 40,000 feet, 50,000, and it'd be air conditioning. But we'll see. But that's because the Marlins are not going anywhere. So, you know, they're lucky if they're going to win. They're lucky if they win 60 games or 70 games this year.
Oh, no, the Mets.
Matchy. The Mets won 82 games, so they lost today, but that's okay. They only have about 20-some-odd games left.
The
Mets
doesn't matter. You don't want to choke.
No. So the Mets will be in first place.
So they're only 2.5 out now?
They're 2 games up right now, going into Monday.
All right.
Yeah.
They need to
but
pull
the
their
hit,
whatever
together. Scherzer pitched great. Mets didn't hit. And they lost 1-0.
Wow, that's a kill. But last night's game was good between...
St. Louis and the Braves.
Great game.
Yeah.
He walked
tonight,
in those runs game to game.
Tonight they have St. Louis and the Braves on tonight, too. I don't know if it's going to be on the TV.
So it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
No.
So now, if they lose, it'll be 3 games up in the Braves. So the 3 games
okay,
down.
And in the world of wrestling, several things have happened.
CM Punk broke his ankle.
He's done. He's retiring.
He's good. Ric Flair said that he wants to wrestle still. That came out today.
That's retarded. Next.
They have all kinds of different belts going on.
They should have old-timers wrestling.
So we'll see where it goes. And,
bring in Hulk Hogan. And bring back the Giant and Kevin Nash. Ric Flair.
The Giant, Paul White, he's in AEW. He's in the back end.
He doesn't wrestle.
No, he's more training than anything else.
It's okay. He's great. Hulk Hogan trained him. Did he do a great job with him?
He became the
master. He was great. You know? And Lord Steven Regal.
Yeah. Okay, we got about 20 minutes left in here.
Wanna play a tune?
I want to talk about two things before again. One is to remind about something. And the other one is that one of the things that we've been hearing on Newsmax and elsewhere, we're talking about crime and the way things are around the country, and they go after different things, but they put a Band-Aid on the wound without curing the wound, and that's a common threat around the country, and it's very important to understand that a lot of these criminals, they blame it on the economy and stuff like that. No, it's not. There's several reasons why, especially youngsters, commit crime. And one of them is bad parenting, or parenting. Usually it's because there's no combination of families involved. Somebody's missing, a father, a mother, or either one, and they tend to not have the foundation and the discipline allocated by them and the idea of right from wrong. And that's a problem. The entity, the nucleus of a family is being destroyed by the communists, Democrats, left, whatever you want to do, socialists. And that's what's causing a lot of kiddie crime or crime and stuff. It also helps increase mental health problems in the families too. And also of child abuse, things of that nature. A true nucleus family is a mommy and a daddy. Not two moms, not two dads, because one side's missing something. What a mom can do, a dad can't do. And what a dad can do, a mom can't do. But if you put them two together to get that nucleus, you have that family. And that gives the foundation of the child. And that's what's missing in society today. With the divorce rate so high, especially minorities, and all this recruitment, indoctrination, and all this bullshit stuff, and getting people to be in the topic they're not, it's destroying that nucleus, and that increases crime, and also destroys the education of a child, low self-esteem, and everything else. It's just totally bad news. And then, of course, the drugs coming in and the neighbors and the bullies and everything else in between and the parents down around to take their shotguns and destroy and prevent that from happening. You know, you need a firm grip on your parenting. Your parents got to go and be involved with these kids. One of the best things that ever happened was COVID, because it actually brought the education back home. And the parents got to see what's being taught in schools, and that started the parental rights revolution, because they saw that what the left is doing to these kids, indoctrinating them, teach them how to hate, teach them to be something they're not, teach them sexual stuff when they shouldn't be, all that stuff that all that social justice stuff got kicked out. They're not learning how to read, not how to do math, not how to. They're not learning how to do real history. They're just, everything's all hate.
They're illiterate.
And that's the difference. And that's why it's important. And it's being focused. We're doing it here with the school boards. One of the main reasons why the last year or so we've been talking to these school board stuff. Every one of these school board candidates, except one or two, won their seats. We were pushing it. And we'll continue to do it. We knew about DeSantis firing before Broward County school board members, before anyone else did, because we were working on it, and we exposed it. We got rid of Runcie. Runcie is a criminal. The teachers union still asked, where's the money that was given for security, for going to the teachers' raises and stuff. I'm not usually for the school board, for the teachers union, rather. But they were right. Runcie stole it, and we knew it. And Tom Lawler and I, Red Brown and I, and others exposed it. And what they did was took the funds and put it to an official that was scared for the teachers and scared for school supplies and security. and Renzi moves it to a special fund that was here for like AIDS or something like that. And then he pocketed the money and renew it. So when Renzi went and spoke to Brex a couple of years ago, I cornered him. And I got him on Promise Program, but what made him, and he's a black guy, and what he made Terry White as a sheep was that when I said that when DeSantis becomes governor, we're going to get a grand jury and we're going to put your ass in prison for stealing the money. We're going to do an independent audit. And he just ran out of there white as a sheep. The union guy was just pushing him away, but he knew I was right. And I cornered him, and yes, I was the one that got Renzi out of there. And we helped it. Same thing, I'm the one that got Scott Israel out of there for the same reason, Promise Program, and the fact people's lives are there. We expose the truth, we fight for the truth, and sometimes people try and shut us down, but we fight 10 times harder when they do. Because in the end, we are right. And when I said, and sometimes our stories come out and it doesn't happen immediately, but it does happen. Whether it is the school board or election integrity arrests, there's about 500 of them going down and more coming in the state of Florida and elsewhere. You can bet your home that it's going to happen. When? I don't know. But it's going to happen because it's there, and I guarantee it. And that's no joke. That's not a threat. That's not a scare tactic or anything like that. These are things that happen because we here are able to get these information. That's why I have reporters like Tom Lawler, Red Broward, and others going out there. And Brie Chris is another one. There's a lot of them out there that we have coming back and forth, and we're working conjunction with things. And we're working with networks like Newsmax and RSBN and OANN and others to get the information out. And that's what we're doing. If we get it here, you know, and we'll do it first. But that's an odd part. The other big story that I could talk to you about with crimes and stuff, majority of the crimes that are happening, like walking down the street in New York, and this guy punches out a Chinese woman because she's Chinese. Or the group of kids go out and chase a taxi driver because he wants to get his family, rob them, and then they kill him.
How about the story I read you today on the four-year-old with autism who was coming home from his brother's funeral, and he got hit by a car?
We don't know if that's deliberate or not. That could be a pure accident. But there is a lot of big problem in mental health.
Where is the parent?
I don't know. There is a lot of problem with mental health in this country. People that commit serial killings have mental health issues all the time. Every one of these people that committed serial killings, school killings and elsewhere, all have one thing in common. They have mental health issues. Even Nicholas Cruz, mental health issues. We have a mental health problem in this country, and you can't use mental health as an excuse to get things in life.
How about people just don't care?
That's possible, but the thing is, if you don't care, you're going to continue to have these
things. Not care.
But mental, we need to focus on mental health. We need to focus on parenting rights. You need to focus on reuniting the parental unity, the unit, the actual unit, the basis of our society. The nucleus of this country is a mother.
You know, people divorce so easily today instead of trying to figure it out.
You know, it should be harder. And they need to reunite the family. Mothers and fathers need to work together to bring up a child.
I mean, it's none of my business, but Sylvester Stallone and Jennifer Flavin, I mean, I don't get it. 25 years, what's the matter? They can't work it out?
What was it, dog? A movie?
We don't really know. We really don't know.
Sometimes it's the stupidest thing going. But society as a whole needs to take a step back and start looking in the mirror and start revisiting itself. Making America great again, making America great It's not bad. The remake of America Great, we're actually making you and I and everyone
else. I mean, they
else
made
there.
Three beautiful young ladies together. I mean, there had to be love there to create these beautiful women.
Yeah. I don't know. You know,
it's not about a dollar bill.
But I'm telling you, you can't look up to as role models people that have problems. And you can't explore.
Okay.
You know,
things aren't important. People are important. That's all there is.
You know,
if it all goes away, right, you don't have anything. You got each other. That's important.
Okay, we got 9 minutes left. And I want to get this closing song in there. So we're going to talk a little bit. I'm going to remind everybody about Wednesday, and then we're going to shut the show, close the show down. We're going to have a round table. Okay? It's about addiction. This is part two. It was first started back in on Saturday, just past Saturday, yesterday, on Newsmax, where they interviewed Luke Novakos, for learnaboutsam.org. We're going to have Luke, and we're going to have Lauren Christian of the Secret of Life, and we're going to have Kevin Sorbitt, Sorbitt. Kevin Sorbo, by the way, might join us too. He was listening to the show. I don't think he called in though. But the thing is, learnaboutsam.org is all about marijuana and how the misleading or misguidance of saying that marijuana is okay, it's safe, it's all that stuff. That is a bold-faced lie. And you know, and we're going to be talking a roundtable on it with examples and all kinds of stuff, especially with fentanyl coming in and open borders and how dangerous things are, because marijuana is deadly based on what's going on now. And if you're pregnant and you're smoking marijuana, you are literally killing a baby. Just letting you know. And especially if there's something else in there. And marijuana leads to...
I don't think today's pot is the same of when 40 years ago's pot. Okay?
People are so different.
Okay?
People are so technical on what they do and how they grow it and everything, and they combine things and mix things up, and you don't know what
you're
getting.
Not today. I mean, today they do, not then. They didn't experiment then. They grew it and they sold it. That's it.
Yeah, but here everything is under the sun and they're growing it. It's dangerous. And we got to spend a lot of time on that. So the title of on Wednesday's show is Learn About Sam. And Sam is about marijuana. And
this is Scarlett telling everyone, have a great night. God bless you. I'll be back on Wednesday. Don't do drugs. Take it from someone who knows something here. Bad, bad decision. Thank you, everyone, and have a great night. Bye.
So again, on Wednesday, we're going to, and by the way, Wednesday's show is going to be Spinal Clash on the Newsmax radio. So we got Newsmax, iHeart, and others recording this show is so important because it saves lives, whether it's the baby in the womb, the mother, all the way up to teenagers, to regular adults. You know, it will save the life of the show. You've got to listen to it and join us. It's really important. Right? And that's a big thing. Also, we'd like to congratulate Kevin Tyner again, a friend of ours for the school board.
And the three others.
And the three others. And we're going to continue our fight to save our children and get these kids educated, get away from bad apples, eliminate the recruiters, the doctor names, intimidation, and all the other stuff. And we've got to make sure that every single drug dealer, minor one or major one, is put away they are serial killers. According to CDC and others, if you're a low-level drug dealer, you're responsible during your lifetime for more than 500 OD's, 500 deaths. That's a serial killer. If you're a high-end drug dealer, you're responsible for thousands of them, and that's also a serial killer. Either way, serial killers are punishable by death. You're at least executed. That's what we're going to be doing. It's going to be done not only in this state, but it's going to be done in every state. There's not a place to hide. Plus, we're securing the borders, and we're going to make sure everything is right. And watch out for the special special person that's a judge that's out there, the master, that master judge who's going to investigate that, on that affidavit. Guarantee that some people are going to lose their freedoms. Colin and walk away, and a lot of Democrats that did this. We have over 14 FBI agents already turned state government and said that that the FBI and the DOJ is corrupt, and they are on record for saying that. So anyway, Wednesday, 8 o'clock, major show. Many media is going to be listening to that and be part of it. So give us stay tuned Wednesday on The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, Block Talk Radio, 8 o'clock, and good night, everybody.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America. Make believe in yourself and make you and America great. again, have a great evening.